Talk to Stephen about footy news. Stephen, what's going on?
Well, Harf, there's plenty going on. I'm going to start with you.
Me?
While you're away on your holidays, I'm not sure whether you're in Robe or at that stage or Lake Tyres. But
Lake Tyres is a nice place.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice place, Stephen.
You could catch a fish down there. But a lot of journos had the bait on the hook when this press release came out about a review. AFLW program, a major review. That was 4 or 5 weeks ago. You're obviously coach of the AFLW team. Where's that sit at the moment?
It was about 8 weeks ago. But I think it's finished. I think the review is finished. And it's and it's being put together and being tabled to the board, I think, next week, Stephen. There's a board meeting, I'm pretty sure, next week. So I think the recommendations will be handed to the board next week, and we'll see where it all ends up.
What's your feelings at the moment? Obviously, when there's reviews, it often doesn't end well for the incumbent. You're quite confident where you sit?
Well, there's a bit going on in the program at the moment, so we'll see how that unfolds. But you're right. In the last 15 months in footy, the review is 3. The coaches are 0.
So, you've done your homework.
So the numbers aren't good just at the moment, Stephen. But there's a few factors that have been brought up through the program in the last 6 months, which is fair. So we'll see. Not sure.
You're a busy man. Are most AFLW coaches full time? In fact, that's their whole life.
That's seemingly what's happening across the competition. Yep. That is what the market's telling us. And particularly if you look at the teams that are succeeding, Steve-O, they've got those full-timers. So we'll see where it ends up. I still love the program, love the job, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, good call. We'll wait that review, obviously, with the board getting involved. Now, big watch on Mitch Lewis. It's your former club, Hawthorn.
Yes.
Now, we mentioned this last week. Now, the first of all, the press release came out and said it was just a sprained ACL, which I'd never really heard of before. My information was that it was a very, very slight tear in one bundle of the ACL, which means that he's not out of the woods at all. And I see it's followed up today in the paper that the Herald Sun with Johnny Ralph, that they're basically now sitting and waiting for 10 or 12 days, hoping it settles, maybe scars over a little bit. But he's not out of the woods as far as a reconstruction of that ACL. So it's a sit-and-wait situation.
So there's still a chance that he'll need a reco?
Still a chance. If it doesn't sort of sort itself out, settle down properly. So we wait and see on Mitch Lewis, which would be a huge blow to Hawthorn. Would he be their most important player, the one that you'd least like to lose, I think, if you're a Hawthorn supporter?
Across the board, certainly in the forward half, he'd be putting his hand up for that role. It'd be a big blow. I mean, he's a big presence, and when he's out there and performing in as he can, he's a pretty formidable force. I reckon he's a terrific young player. And last year, before he got injured, he was really starting to find his mojo, I reckon. So that is a bit of a blow. Was an ACL sprain they were reporting last week, wasn't it?
Rather, it's called a sprain, but look, it's a slight tear, I believe. So you can get through. Daniel Jan Syracuse managed to get through. He's scarred up, as they said. So he got through. The other news, the next 24 hours or so, the AFL obviously waits for the tennis to be over, and then they'll announce these community series matches half. So there's only going to be one round of proper practice matches, telecast by Fox. So already a couple in here, my little scouts are saying. So it's Dogs North, Brisbane, Geelong up in Brisbane, Richmond, Melbourne, Collingwood, Hawthorn down in Tassie. So that'll be interesting games. A few more just to be slotted in officially. But they're the first sort of televised footy that we see. So Tigers Melbourne will be a real insight, I think, into some of the premiership form.
Well, we're seeing a few scratch matches being played by the clubs at the moment. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, Steve, it's only about 6 weeks before we get into it.
Yeah, I think Essendon put a tweet out last night, 50 days. So it's creeping up. Yeah. There's a lot more match sim going on than there used to be. The Spies down at North tell me that they do a match sim every second day. Obviously, Clarko's really trying to get them in tune and in unison with a system in place. Good news on Peter Wright. The calf's come up okay. That was just a tight one half. Caleb Daniel, the Dogs are saying, had a bit of back soreness. I think that might be a hamstring-related back. So it could be 2 or 3 weeks that little Caleb misses, and he's been playing a bit of time in the midfield. So they're looking just to mix things up a bit.
All right, so it's Daniel Jouncer, Accuser, and Caleb Daniel that I mentioned earlier. So it's two for the year.
I want to bring you back into this half. Are you coaching again at Yarra Junior Footy League?
I'm not sure if I've been
offered
the role or I'm not sure what's going on with junior footy.
They've come out. I
haven't thought about
that. Really interesting topic. The parents aren't allowed this year to come to the huddle. They're worried
off the ground,
parental behaviour. As a coach of junior footy, is that a good idea? You can't come out and pat Junior on the behind and give him a bit of advice.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I mean, I haven't seen in my short period of time coaching junior footy, too many issues from parents in the games that we've played. But I don't mind it. Just let the players play and we'll deal with you after the game. I'm okay with it. Be a good test case. And I wonder if many leagues will follow now that they've come out and announced that, the Eastern, sorry, the Yarra Junior Footy League, that whether or not other big competitions across the state get involved in those shenanigans.
Yeah, and some more info on Marcus Adams, really struggling to run at the moment with that concussion. I know you're always concerned with the concussions. Fairly innocuous incident just before the finals last year. I don't believe he'll play footy again. So he's in a lot of trouble. Yeah, very, very serious. Gone for this year. And at long odds to play footy again, Marcus Adams.
Well, Seedsman at Adelaide, Adams at Brisbane. It's a disturbing trend that's emerging in Australian rules football. Is a disturbing trend. But, Stephen, you're not disturbing. You're fantastic. We'll hear more from you from 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of an update on Max King.